Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Alexandria Lexi Lanai is the author of the book Live or Love Out Loud, giving love a voice through the storms of brokenness. Ever been disappointed due to a failed relationship? Do you know the emptiness, the confusion, and anger in broken dreams? Our guest today relates with you. She sure does. And so does Jesus. Well, you know, that's why we're here. The reason we have the Good Life radio program is to remind you how much God knows you and loves you, and that there isn't anything that you go through or we go through that Christ, with his grace, is not able to help us with. Indeed, he's there with you. That's why we share about his love for you, that he sent his own son, Jesus, to die on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ calls you to himself. Dear friend, would you open your heart to Jesus? That's our hope. That's our prayer. Lexi graduated with a degree in communications from Hawaii Pacific University. She's a member of Word of Life Christian Center in Honolulu, where she works on staff in media and television production. She's also a life group leader. She mentors a group of women. Lexi, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me, Danny. It's so good to be here.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up here in Hawaii. I actually was born here. We moved to the mainland, and as a baby, as a child, I lived there for a bit, and then we came back here to Hawaii when I was just starting intermediate school.
Where did you move to on the mainland?
Oh, we went to Oregon, Colorado, Arizona. And it was at Arizona where I really, truly found like a hometown mm-hmm. on the mainland. So my brothers still live there, and I still consider that kind of like a home to me.
Yes. Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
You know, I know that there were a lot of teachers that I encountered there. There are several coaches, but, you know, the one person that I could think of is my father, because my mom, she worked in the nighttime. She slept during the day. So my dad was always there for me, and he took me everywhere. He took me to school functions. I was in the Girl Scouts, and he was actually in proxy for my mom whenever I needed a mom mm-hmm. for Girl Scout events. And so he was a big influence on my life in my childhood.
How did you become a Christian?
It was actually a neighbor, and it was in Arizona. And my mom and my dad had a Christian background, but we weren't really all that going to church. We weren't plugged into a local church. And I had friended a next-door neighbor, and she had parents who went to an Assembly of God church. And then so, you know, I mean, just being the parents that they were to my friend, they took me along. And that's where I began to experience God to a whole nother level. I mean, my parents were great. My parents, they sat me down and kind of forced me to watch Jesus of Nazareth movies and, mm-hmm. you know, cartoons that were, you know, Christ-centered. But it wasn't until that I found a friend in a next-door neighbor that they took me to church, and I began to experience, you know, what God was like, and being in a community of people that spoke into my life at a very young age.
But how old were you at that time?
I was actually 7 years old. 7 years old at that time, yes.
So seeds planted early.
Yes.
I can just tell by listening and seeing a sparkle in your eye when you talked about your dad.
Mm-hmm.
He was there for you.
Definitely. He was like the one person that supported me in everything, you know. Even in my God ambitions and God dreams, he was the one that encouraged me to become an astronomer when I wanted to be one. Mm. You know, he would buy in fact, it was my 7th birthday, he bought a telescope for me. He stayed up with me till like 1 o'clock in the morning, and we would look at stars, and we had a really good relationship.
So even as a young Christ follower, your dad was with you even through that period?
He was. When we moved here to Hawaii, he was also very big and influential. In fact, it was him that led me to my local church that I am at now, Word of Life. And, you know, sadly, situations and circumstances caused him to kind of fall back a little bit, but I still kept on going. I mean, the principles that my father instilled in me kept me going. Mm-hmm. And what happened was I ended up getting involved in my local church. And then right now, because of my father's example, I'm now working at my local church. I am heavily involved with the vision, and I am planted at a place and I'm flourishing.
Mm. You wrote Love Out Loud, giving love a voice through the storms of brokenness. How has your relationship with Christ had an impact in you writing this book?
Well, to share that, I would have to share that particular moment that actually God gave me that idea. Because up until that time of being in a relationship, I've never been in a relationship before. So I was like virgin to relationships. Mm. And I never really went through any heartbreak at all. I was kind of like a goody-two-shoe kind of girl. And so it was in 2006, I went and I got involved with the relationship. It was with a young man that he loves God, you know, comes from my local church. All of my leaders, my pastors gave us their blessing on it and everything. And so coming from the perspective of, okay, I want to please God. You know, I have this relationship with Christ, and I have standards, so I want to start to put them into practice, all the things I've learned. I mean, this is my first relationship. And so for a year, you know, we started courting and, you know, doing everything right. You know, we from like how late we're supposed to be out to like, you know, not putting ourselves in compromising situations. I mean, we pretty much followed the book. And it was out of an expression for me to wanting to be pure and holy and wanting to please God. I mean, that was my stance, and actually it continues to be today. But we had this thing going on. And so I came from the perspective of, if I do things God's way, then nothing can go wrong. Like, it's going to all fall into place and everything's going to go right. You know, after all, I'm the good guy, you know? Me and my boyfriend at the time, we were doing everything right. So things should go well. And that was my perspective. And there was one time where things got a little edgy, as, you know, some relationships tend to get to. And from that difficult season was the decision on my boyfriend's part to finally end the relationship. And I was completely shocked and devastated. I never knew that this would happen. I did not expect it. And I didn't prepare for it. And so I was completely shocked. I came to God with a lot of answers. I came to God asking him what happened, pretty much. And so through the first few weeks, or I would even say months of the breakup, I felt totally devastated. I had a lot of emotions going on. I felt angry. There were times where I even blamed God for everything, and I just didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to handle these emotions. And even though, you know, people, well-meaning, they tried to help me. They just somehow, no one could have gotten a hold of me. And I didn't know how I was going to actually get a hold of myself and navigate through this difficult time. And so just, you know, back up a little bit, I actually enjoyed writing and I would write a lot. And then one day through that whole entire ordeal of just me being hurt and angry, God just spoke to me and he says to write. He just told me to write. You're going to write about this. And he says, you're going to write about relationships. And I remember telling him saying, God, hello, I am the least qualified to write anything right now. Okay. I'm not even thinking about writing anything. I failed epically at a relationship that everybody thought around me was going to be well. I thought it was going to work out. And now this happens. I am in no way, shape, or form ready to write anything about relationships. So you must have the wrong girl, pretty much is what I told God, right? So at that time, I was kind of doubting God about that, but I knew I heard him. And that's one thing, you know, regardless when you're upset or angry or even, you know, you feel like you're at ends with God, his children always know his voice. And I knew that God was calling me to write. And it was such a very different, out of the water type of situation. I mean, you know, I mean, it's not the typical answer that God would give anybody, right? Just to write a book in the midst of heartbreak.
Right. We think about, write about my brokenness. Yeah. It seems opposite of
what when most she's feeling totally broken.
Vulnerable.
It's not like you're on the recovery path yet. You're in the midst of this.
In the midst of vulnerability,
yes.
In the midst of weakness,
and pain.
Shame, pain.
Oh, there are the whole gamut of emotions.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, and God's, your Heavenly Father says.
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking about that passage in Isaiah. God, as my ways are not your ways, neither are my thoughts your thoughts, declares the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Well, it's one thing to know the verse. It's one thing to be challenged with something that's so contradictory to how you feel.
Exactly.
And now you have to apply what the Lord is leading you to do. I'm grateful, Lexi, that you've been so both gracious and transparent to share some reservations, to even share, me, God, are you serious? You must have the wrong person. Someone today might be listening and you might be thinking, well, I relate with that. There are certain things I feel the Lord impressing on my heart today, but it's contradictory to how I feel. Wasn't that the life of faith? As Lexi shares, I resonate with her reservations. Anybody who's been broken will know exactly what she's talking about. But underneath that, there's a marvel of a beautiful, elegant tapestry that God is weaving. But it requires the needle going through the thread of obedience and simplicity, the obedience of faith. Well, when we come back, we'll hear more about that faith and what it's resulted in. Stay with us.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Paulimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
When someone is brokenhearted, there's a feeling, well, the feeling of wanting to curl up and kind of go away for a while. Disappear. But you know, love is close to the brokenhearted. Lexi Lanai writes, I was brand new to the whole ex-girlfriend role. When you're officially dubbed an ex, there are no instruction manuals that come with the title. Well, she's written the book, Love Out Loud, giving love a voice through the storms of brokenness. Alexandria Lanai, Lexi Lanai is with us today. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer, my co-host. Thank you for joining us. Yes, we are. We're talking about brokenness. I know it's not easy to talk about that, but perhaps there is a value in it. Well, we're not talking about you. We're talking about, well, Lexi has written about it in her book. Mm-hmm. Maybe vicariously we can relate to her in it, because in one form or another, we've all been broken, haven't we? We all have. And through Lexi today, the Lord reveals himself and his love for you. You can find out more about Lexi and her book at alexandrialanai.com. Again, alexandrialanai.com. And if you're tuning in right now, you say, hey, I caught the tail end of that last segment. I want to find out more. I want to hear. Can I hear this podcast? Indeed, you can. For free. Free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. As you had an opportunity given by God to write the book in the midst of your brokenness, what feelings did you have to work through?
Definitely the feeling of rejection. That was a major one. And like how I share in my book, how love has a voice, your feelings and your emotions and brokenness has a voice too. And it shouted loudly that I was rejected, that I was no longer important to the person that I loved. I had felt a lot of anger, you know, a lot of questions, because like how I said in the previous segment, I, you know, came in with an expectation that things were going to go well. And when you have that expectation and that confidence, and that all of a sudden gets totally deflated because of circumstance, then it has like a disappointing effect. It has a discouraging effect to it.
Lexi, I know this is tender, and so if I'm going too far, you know, we can take a few steps back. We can step back slowly. How far along were you in the relationship before the breakup?
We were dating for about a year, and actually we were talking about marriage. We were there. He was actually getting excited because he was starting to talk about the wedding. Mm. And his mother started to call me her daughter. His sister started to regard me as sister. So it wasn't just him, but it was the whole family getting involved. And I started to believe that I was just really a part of the family already I was in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pretty far. You can say, even though he did not proposed to me formally, you could say we were like fiance. Mm-hmm. Because of how I was treated and just everything that was going on.
I think it's important, Suzanne, for us to have, graciously, you've been gracious to answer that, to see how far along they were.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the expectations,
yes,
that come along with mm-hmm. having a relationship advance that far.
Yes.
You're starting to think about your life, you're starting to think about family, maybe kids, your careers.
Exactly.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Well, how did the Lord come in to this situation of brokenness and bring healing and hope and guide you through?
Well, you know what? Like I've always mentioned to people, He does things in unconventional ways. And I remember sitting at my computer ready to write this grand book that I had no idea or no clue I was to write. And what I did was I said, okay, I'm going to do some research, you know. And I was inclined to listen to music that, you know, talk about brokenheartedness. Because, mm-hmm. you know, when you're brokenhearted, you're attracted to so much types of music and sad songs because they just, like, resonate with you.
Well, misery loves company, right?
Exactly. And I wanted it, you know, very much. And so I remember going on YouTube, and this was about 10 years ago. And so in YouTube, things didn't go as viral as they do nowadays. But as I was scrolling through doing research, I was scrolling through some songs, and I came across this one song. It was actually a Brian McKnight song, One Last Cry. And so I decided to, like, you know, I'm just going to do some research. I'm going to listen to this song. And so I watched this music video. And then I noticed that there were a ton of comments in this one music video. And already this music video was viewed like over a million times. And, mm-hmm. you know, back in those days, I guess you can say 10 years ago, to have a YouTube video that had a million views was like kind of big. Like, wow, people are really watching this.
That was a threshold back then.
Yeah. So I looked at all these comments, and I observed a very strange thing, that these comments were not about the video itself. You know, these comments were about people's stories. There were people commenting of their own personal stories, saying how, you know, wow, this song, man, it reminds me of my ex-girlfriend, how much I miss her. And then there were these other comments that said, wow, this makes me really sad because I just went through a breakup. And at that moment, as I began to scroll through pages and pages of comments, God spoke to me. And He began to reveal to me the condition of humanity and how much there are more people out there that are going through what I'm going through than I realize. Because when you're going through something like heartbreak, you think you're the only one in the world that's going through it and no one understands. But there were multitudes of people going through the same thing I'm going through myself. And as I began to scroll down, one funny thing happened. There's this one person. I will never forget the comment, and it sounded like a girl, maybe someone like me, and she said something. She goes, you know, when will the crying stop? Because I have been crying for a very long time, and I don't know how to stop. And this song is about one last cry. And this girl could not find her one last cry. She could have been crying, crying, crying. And when I saw that one comment, I kid you not, I literally fell on my knees and I wept. I wept for her. I wept for myself because I knew exactly what she was going through. It was like maybe 2 or 3 months since the time that I broke up with my ex-boyfriend. And from those 2 or 3 months, the only thing I did every single day was go to work, go home, and cry myself to sleep.
Lexi, are you comfortable sharing with us how the breakup took place? Did you break up with him? Did he break up with you? Was it just sudden? If you're not comfortable, it's okay. But if you are, I'm just curious to know.
Absolutely. It was like actually something that happened like really fast, like almost like a blur. And to be honest, I don't really have reasons why it happened because he never really wanted to share or talk about it. And he just kept on saying things like, oh, well, it's not all about you, Lexi. You don't have to worry about it. Interestingly, I didn't have full closure on it from him.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like, you know, almost like placating you without having to go into any of the whatever the issues were or the tough stuff was, which to me would just magnify everything even more because you don't know.
Well, and it's just innate within us. We want to know why.
Yeah.
Just if you can just give me a valid reason, maybe I can start healing. But too often, and our listeners are listening and nodding their heads, because it doesn't make sense. There isn't a reason.
And that's why Love Out Loud, Alexandra Lanai, Lexi's book, comes into someone's hands, someone's life, to help work through even the unknowingness of the shocking transitions of life. And that's just it. That things happen. People make decisions. They affect us. We don't even realize why, and we may never know. But
right.
then there is the God factor, the relationship we have with the Lord. And I encourage you to check this out. Love Out Loud, Giving Love a Voice Through the Storms of Brokenness, written by Alexandra Lanai. You can find out more about the book at alexandrialanai.com. When we come back, well, we'll go further. I guess, Suzanne, with your question, that question just kind of opened things up. And Lexi's gracious to be so transparent. It's not always, you know, that you have a moment of transparency like this where you can not only look into someone's life because they've invited you in, but in so doing, look at your own life. And in so doing, as she has presented and continues to do, how Christ looks into your life. And when Christ looks into your life, yes, your life, wherever you are, there is always hope in Jesus. Mm-hmm. There is always hope of healing. There's always hope of restoration. There's always hope of forgiveness and a future better than the past. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Everybody has it. Everybody has this. You say, Danny, okay, what does everybody have? Because if everybody has it, then I have it. Well, what is it that you have? Mark Twain wrote, and this is included in chapter 3 of Love Out Loud, a book by Alexandria Lanai. Mark Twain wrote, "Everyone is a moon and has a dark side which he never shows to anybody." That talk to you? It talks to me. You know, that secret place, that secret part of us that we don't want anybody to see. And it's not necessarily a physical part. Quite often, and it may be, but quite often, it's a part in us that we don't reveal, that's deep hidden inside a secret pocket, inside a pocket, within a pocket of our heart. Mm-hmm. That deep. Nobody sees it. But you know, God knows. And you know, although you may not always think about it because you just don't like to go there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're there right now or you've been there, you're not alone. And God sends Lexi Lanai to remind you of that, giving a voice in the name of Christ to brokenness. The Good Life Radio Show here. Danny Yamashiro, Suzanne Maurer, and Lexi Lanai. Lexi, without having closure, what would you say to someone today who has recently gone through something, or even in listening to you, they're reminded of a moment of not experiencing closure? What would you say to a person?
You know, I know that a lot of people who don't have closure have a lot of questions, and they're trying to figure things out. You know, there's a devastation, there's a tragedy, there's something that has defined them, and they're trying to have, you know, trying to make sense of it. Like, our minds try to make sense of it. And it is possible to rest in the truth that God has a plan for us. He has a future and a hope for us. And we might not even understand what that is. And we might even at times look at that and say, hey, wait a minute, my future, my plan doesn't look good. All I see is, you know, rejection. All I see is me not getting married. All I see is me not finding love because it's failed me so many times. But there is a rest that you can have in God when you trust in him. I think trust is a big thing in order to be able to know in your heart that, okay, I might not be able to see it, I might not be able to understand it, but I know that whatever it is, that God has it good, and that everything is going to work together for my good, whatever happens.
And to finish that scripture, Lexi, it tells us in Jeremiah that if we seek him with our whole heart, that's how the good can come from it. And I'm listening, believing that that's where God ministered to you in causing you to start seeking him with your whole heart. Would that be fair?
Yes, absolutely. Because it's actually a journey to get to that place too. Because you know, as a person, as a Christ follower, you know the type of faith you have when you are in that situation, because it causes you to really see the unseen, to really disregard what's really going on with people and with the circumstances and situations, and look beyond that, which is what faith causes us to do. Look beyond the situations and allow God's love to really speak loud. And, you know, like my book that I have promoted so much, this concept is that every single person has the ability to give love a voice. And that's why it's so crucial, because there are people out there, I know, that cannot see beyond the windshield, if you will, of their lives. They can only see what they see in front of them. And it takes a friend, it takes a pastor, it takes a leader, it takes a church to give love a voice and to remind that person, hey, there is a bright future. You are going to experience God's best. You are going to have a love that God has planned, that you're going to absolutely come about in your life. And it takes someone giving love a voice in order for us to move on.
And you're doing that. Mm-hmm. You're doing that.
And Danny, not only in relationships, but physical illnesses, disabilities. There's so many areas of life where we don't understand why.
Well, and that's why let's pause a moment and just peel off a few layers here. Your heart is broken because you have the shocking news that a relationship is going to end. Not by your choice, but by someone else's choice. Your hopes and dreams are crushed. So now, someone in that place, I speak in general terms now, someone listening today, they have just had their trust broken by someone that they thought, and even in your relationship, you thought that was God's. You were obeying God in your relationship, meaning that the person you were with, you thought that was God's person for you. Okay? So, get this now. This might be a little, I'm pushing, but I think we need to address this, okay? Because someone might be listening today and say, I trusted God, mm-hmm. and I trusted my boyfriend or my girlfriend. How, Lexi, Lanai, how am I supposed to trust God again mm-hmm. after my heart has been broken? I trusted him once. How do I do that?
You know what? The answer to that God gave me personally was write that book. And here's the thing, okay? It's very unconventional, but God will ask us to do things that do not make sense. And he will do it personally to each and every one of us as he has willed and he has planned. And for me, it was to write a book, and I did not understand that, but I had to be obedient to that, because writing the book is where I found really myself. Mm. Writing the book is where I found my voice, is where I found out that God has a purpose in this pain that I was going through, and it was much greater, much bigger than what I had could ever imagine. And see, that's the thing, you know, God never, ever, ever wanted it that I would be heartbroken, because he came to heal the brokenhearted. However, he can turn something around mm-hmm. for the good, and it has blessed people. And I'm not saying that heartbreak is a blessing, but it's been a blessing seeing other hearts healed because of the voice and because of the mercy that has been ingrained and engrafted in me because of this situation, because of this experience. And that took a lot of trust, and it took a lot of processing. And for me, God dealt with me through me writing a book, because when I wrote a book, I had to force myself to think about what I was going through, to internalize everything that was going on externally.
How long did it take for you to write your first completed manuscript?
It took about 4 years.
Okay. See, 4 years. Context. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you mentioned that. We're going deeper. And we must. When we talk about relationships, when we talk about brokenness and pain, there are always layers beneath that are part of the story. And if we don't get there, we're missing out of 4 years. Meaning, it wasn't 4 months. It wasn't just a fast healing.
Because I would imagine there were 4 years of remembering and having to just regurgitate, if you will, this pain and the whole process.
Exactly. And when we talk about pain and process, that's just it. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. And someone today might be thinking, I didn't want someone to get have a misperception in thinking that, look how eloquent she is. and she's a writer. What an example. What a role model. Without the context of she's gone through the process and God has had to do a certain work in her. And the Lord may have to do a work in you. Perhaps the Lord is doing that work in you right now. And maybe it's writing a book. Maybe it's a project of some other kind that the Lord puts on your heart that's determined for you. He's determined for you to do. Lexi, when you wrote your manuscript and went through the process of publishing over the course of 4 years, did you feel the presence of God sustaining you through?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There were nights where I stayed up and I didn't get any sleep. And it was just by the grace of God that I got through those nights. There were nights where I would write, and it would just come pouring out and I couldn't stop. And, you know, there were a lot of obstacles too in writing my book. And because I knew now that this wasn't just something that I just decided to do, but it was an assignment. Mm. I knew that God was with me and he would give me favor. And he gave me so much favor. He encouraged me through people and just giving me open door opportunities. And, you know, when you know that God had told you to do something, he is going to bring it to pass. And I have seen how he brings things to pass in impossible situations, you know, and through the finances and through support and just through everything, just people encouraging me randomly, and they don't even know that I'm writing a book. I mean, just these little things and these huge things that God tends to do. And, you know, I mean, it's funny that we're talking about 4 years. Once I think about it, it is a very long time. But you see, as the book progressed and as the book grew, I did too. Mm. The book is a parallel, really, to my process of healing. And yes, that was the thing that God used to put me through that situation. And it's a very unique thing, but it was God's way. And not only did it heal me, but other readers too. I've heard countless testimonies of people who have been touched by this.
Mm-hmm. By going through a process of the Lord, a process by taking a step of faith out of obedience to God, in obedience to God, a book is written over the course of 4 years. My dear one, as you listen to Lexi, as we share in this moment together today, you know, I believe that the Lord has us. You might have just turned the radio on, or you might be listening to this podcast. Maybe someone sent it to you. Somehow you're listening at this moment, and as the Lord speaks to your heart, know this, it's not by chance. It's by divine appointment that Lexi Lanai is sharing heart to heart with you. What is it? What is it that the Lord has given you? What impression has he placed on your heart? What is it that others around you may be encouraging you, that sort of a unique confluence of who you are as a person, even in the midst of brokenness? As you take the step, even as Lexi has, you will be on your road, a very unique road, customized by God, a road to healing. Mm-hmm. It may take a year, it may take longer, but it will be worth it. Mm-hmm. And others will be blessed because of it. And you'll be blessed more with Lexi when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, if you're very quiet, you can hear the storm. Yeah, you can hear the storm. And if you listen to the storm can be quite a ruckus. And in that ruckus, it makes you wonder, is there anything louder than the ruckus? Well, there's a chapter in the book, Love Out Loud by Alexandria Lanai, that's called Louder Than the Storm. Who's louder than the storm? What is louder than the storm? I'm wondering about that. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with Suzanne Maurer and Lexi Lanai. Thanks for joining us today. You can find out more about her and her book at alexandrialanai.com. And again, this program and other resources available for you at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Lexi, who is or what is louder than the storm?
It is love. And it's not the love that maybe a lot of people think. It's really the love of God. And God is love. And that's what I reveal in this book. And, you know, we can go through storms and they could speak very loud. They could tell us things like, you're not worth it. They could tell us things like, you've been rejected. You're not loved. You're not accepted. But God's love speaks louder than all of that. And it depends on us to hear that voice of love, and it depends on others to give expression to that love towards us. And all of those things working together will give a really resounding voice to love, which says, you are loved, you are accepted, you are valued, I have a plan, there is hope.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of the scripture of greater is Christ in us, because that is love mm-hmm. in us. Lexi, I just have to ask, how did this end up? Did you see the young man again? Can you catch us up a little on that? Was there forgiveness?
Well, of course, in the beginning of this whole ordeal, it was very, very hard. And, you know, we...
Because you were in the same church, right?
Yeah, in the same church. I don't work directly with him, but we actually work at the church. So it was very, very hard. And, you know, for a season, we acted like exes and we ignored each other and gave us the cold shoulder and all that stuff. And then, you know, friends started to alienate, you know, us from each other. And it was hard. It was very, very hard.
The real dramas of life.
I'm hearing taking sides.
Yeah. So I didn't sign up to be an ex, but I, you know, was one. And, but then, you know, after a while, after as my heart began to heal, I began to be more open to, you know, not be so exy, I guess you can say, you know, not be so cold. And, you know, I know that, I know this now, that my ex-boyfriend was very hurt and very sorry for what he had done, because he knew he hurt me. Mm-hmm. He didn't think that I would be as hurt as I was when he did it. And so he felt like he had made a big mistake and everything like that. And so, you know, he tried to, you know, talk to me a little bit and everything. And I was kind of standoffish. You know, I wasn't ready to really be friends with him. But I'm, you know, glad to say that today, I mean, God has healed our hearts so much to the point that, I mean, just the other day, I was just talking to him and we're having conversation. We're talking about things. And I just ran the Honolulu Marathon. And days before that, he was just encouraging me and, you know, just letting me know that I can do it. And so he's not necessarily like the best friend that I have, but he is a person that I could talk with again without any pain, without any recollection of the past. I mean, it's like we're connecting again, but like on a good friendship level. And it's been great because there's no unforgiveness and there's no strife. And that's God.
And has he read the book?
He has. He really likes it. He was hoping that it would actually become a New York Times bestseller. And he was very supportive of it. And I think that, you know, when we go through these things and when we have that, you know, support, it does something. You know, whenever we do anything that God tells us to do during our storms in life, that he even causes those who might have inflicted pain on us to be at peace with us and to be really favored towards us. And that's one of the things I've experienced throughout this whole situation, is that God is simply good.
Lexi, we've got about 3 minutes left. First of all, congratulations on running the marathon.
Yay!
Wow. Kudos upon kudos to you, sister. A prayer. Someone today is in the middle of their brokenness. Someone today just heard news. Shocked, heartbroken. They don't, numb. They don't even know what to do at this point. Someone else may be reeling from it. Time has gone by, but it's still very, very tender. A prayer. Would you pray for them? And lead us in prayer for that dear one today.
Absolutely. Father God, we just come before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray, Father God, for every single heartbroken person, every single person at the sound of my voice that has lost hope or that has encountered some news that has been tragic, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that, Father, you have a plan for their lives, Lord God. I pray, Father, that they know that you have a way to navigate through this situation, and you have a guarantee that it's going to be better. It's going to be greater, Father God. Their ladder is greater than the former, Father, that they don't have to fear, that all hope has not been lost, Lord God, that you will give them the wisdom, you will give them the people that will give love a voice in that situation, and they will navigate through this situation, and they will come out as gold in the name of Jesus. Father God, heal your sons and daughters. Heal those, Lord God, that are brokenhearted. Bind up that wound, Lord God, and allow the healing, Father, to resonate, Father, to others, Lord God, that might be going through that situation. Lord, you're going to use them in such a mighty, magnificent way, Lord God, and that is their hope, Lord, that you will turn around the situation, you will turn around for good, Lord God, in Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Lexi, your prayer is packed with truth of the word and how God sees, and we need that reminder, how God sees us.
Well, and I want our listeners to take away today, as I surely am, the statement, there's purpose in pain, and it's God's purpose, and we can trust him. Thank you, Lexi.
Thank you.
Lexi, are you working on, is there any other book in the making?
There is.
Anything
I am
in the works?
Currently, I'm working on a book. It's called Already Chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much, it continues on God's plan for us to be confident that he has a plan for us in our relationships.
You can connect with Lexi at alexandrialanai.com. Lexi, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Daddy. It's been a pleasure being on this broadcast.
Ah, indeed, indeed. We're grateful for you. Dear one, have you been touched today by God's work in Lexi Lanai? Again, alexandrialanai.com. You'll find out more inspirational stories of hope and faith at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And this is the perfect time to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. My friend, remember to listen weekdays online 24/7 here at thegoodlifehawaii.com. If you'd like to stand with us with your financial support, to make a donation, again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click partners. And I thank you in advance. Psalm 89, verse 2. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Lexi Lanai. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.